welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Episode 5, Students in the Studio for Wednesday, May 24th, 2011. All right, so we are back in action with another episode, and we are pretty excited. We've recently been doing some research, found out that if you look on Bing, Yahoo, some of the other search engines, we are towards the top of the list if you were to type in Sports Medicine Broadcast, or if you type in my name, Jeremy Jackson, it'll also come up somewhere on the list. There's a couple other Jeremy Jacksons that are famous. I don't know if they're as famous as I am, but they're on the list there too. So you have to find the one that says Pasadena ISD or Sports Medicine Broadcast. So in case you can't do iTunes, you can find us on Yahoo or Bing or even Google or somewhere down the list. We're not on the top hit on Google, but type in Sports Medicine Broadcast, especially if you put it in parentheses, then it includes, you know, has to be specifically that search, and then you can find us pretty easy that way. So, pretty excited about that, you know, gaining the hits or whatever off the internet. I've added into FeedBurner so that it can kind of keep track of how many people subscribe and all these things. And now it's got it'll update whenever I update the website. It'll update it on Twitter, which you can follow us at PHS Trainers on Twitter. So, you know, every week or so I get an extra follower, but someday it'll just blow up. So, since we have our students in the studio this week, we're going to talk about the importance of students in high school. So one of the first things I feel is that, plain and simple, they're just extra hands and extra bodies.
That's true, Jeremy. Give us we can broad ourselves around. So in other words, they can help us out by being extra hands, like you said.
Because it's really hard to tape, you know, 10 or 12 athletes, get coolers ready, evaluate an injury, and do all this other stuff by myself. And I kind of prefer not to do all that work by myself. So, plain and simple, if nothing else, then I can have students filling up ice chests, carrying them outside, filling up coolers, filling up water bottles, and those are things I don't have to do because they're here with extra hands.
Yeah, they give us a chance to allow them to learn and do other stuff. That's why the extra hands is perfect.
Yep. Leading straight into that is the fact that there's only two of us here at this high school, and we have 20, 30 teams total, like at all levels of all sports.
Yeah, we have lots. More than we can cover.
Right. So there's no possible way we could provide athletic training services for all of our teams for every game. Therefore, student athletic trainers are crucial to covering the sub-varsity games or away games. You know, usually if it's a home game, one of us is going to be here to cover that sport. But when you have sophomore boys basketball at one place, JV boys basketball at another, JV girls at a different place, and then you might even have soccer going on at the same time or baseball. I don't know that. So, I mean, there's no way to cover all of those or provide care for your team at all of those. So, student trainers are very important to our success and the level of care that you can have in a high school setting.
Yeah, that's right, Jeremy. That allows us, when we send student trainers to games and our coaches are trained in first aid and everything, it frees them up to coach, and they don't have to deal with anything when we're not available. So it allows the student trainers to actually do the first aid.
Yep, and honestly, I feel more comfortable with the student trainers doing it than the coaches. Kind of a little soapbox. Recently, we've dealt with an injury, and even though they're joking, sometimes the coaches, they really kind of hit a nerve, and they're like, I'll just tape it up. Oh, he'll be all right. Look, our job is to look out for the best interest of the kids. That's why we teach our students to do that. That's why we send them with you so that they can help you make an informed decision. Yes, you know, they are professionals, and they have to make that decision because they're the adult. But there's a reason I get paid and Doc gets paid to do this job. So, yeah. All right, so sorry about the little tangent.
Yeah, I hope he didn't step on any toes there.
It keeps us thinking.
Definitely keeps us thinking, yes. The kids being young, and they're always like sponges wanting to know all this information and stuff. It keeps Jeremy and on our toes about keeping our knowledge refreshed and fresh so that we can keep these kids learning.
Yeah, not only does it help us with our personal studies of athletic training. But all this podcasting stuff that we're doing right now is because I'm trying to reach kids, trying to, hey, they always have their iPod, they always have whatever media device that they have. So let's find a way to deliver the content. That way, you know, we can make quizzes online, or we can do little PowerPoints, or we've made some photo stories where the kids narrate and those kind of things. Obviously, it's new to me, so it's, I'm thinking and figuring out how to do this stuff. And then, you know, Bill's getting to jump in here and help me out, figure out how to do some of this stuff, and just working with us and learning how to do this show. So not only does it improve our athletic training practice, but it prevents Alzheimer's and dementia.
I'm already there, but that's okay. But no, it helps us, you know, keeping fresh on the new technology. So these kids, all these kids are quick learners, and they like, you know, instant gratification type stuff. So therefore, this allows them to, if they're searching the web or, you know, using their technology, they can actually do this and listen and not actually have to, you know, read a book or anything like that. So therefore, they can, you know, if they need extra refresher courses or help on certain things, then all this technology we're using is allowing them to get a better chance at learning more.
All right, yeah, so always trying to move forward, thinking forward, keeps us thinking. So I love student trainers. Plus, you learn how to deal with, you know, I have a young son, so, you know, I'm learning how to deal with mostly girls here. I'll need to know that if we have a girl, or whenever my son gets a little bit older. All right, this is how girls think. This is how, you know, kids think. And I understand what you're going through because, you know, I deal with you every day. So it helps me as a parent, as an athletic trainer, as a tech connoisseur.
Yeah, like you're saying, it's helped growing our patience. So, you know, and in your education, if you're even a teacher listening to this, you know that your patience tested it daily, 24/7, basically in this job. So dealing with the young student trainers and everything, whether it's girls, boys, or anything, they're teenagers, and teenagers have a lot of drama and emotions. So therefore, it's testing Jeremy and my patience on lots of stuff. So
right, we try to squash all that at the beginning of the year and not let the drama get involved in the athletic training. But high school kids, there's going to be drama. Outside, inside, whatever. It's just a fact of high school. Everything is dramatic and important. Everything is life-threatening at that moment. So definitely, you know, a lot helps you to step back and say, hey, it's really not that important for me to be upset, or, you know, it is what it is. I just got to let it go.
Yeah, like you were saying, it does grows our patience. But the importance of having student trainers in high school gives us the opportunity to improve the care for the athletes by having students that are trained in first aid, so therefore they're giving them the firsthand care, and they don't have to sit there and wait for Jeremy or myself to get free to then treat them or look at them or everything. And if it's something that just needs something, you know, simple, like a, you know, a wound that needs a cleaning, or, you know, they need preventative taping or whatever, then the student trainers are trained and they can actually take care of that.
One of the best things about that is I think I've taped two ankles the second semester. And so I can say, hey, Crystal, hey, Cindy, hey, Nellie, this guy needs his ankle taped. And so it's improving the confidence of the student trainer, and it's also improving the confidence of the student in the student trainer, so that they're more comfortable getting care from those students. So it's teaching those kids to do the things that we do, and therefore it's elevating the level of the care the kids are getting, because they are directly supervised by us. We're there with them, but the kids aren't just thrown out there and said, okay, give this a shot. I know you've never done it before, but we watch them do it. We, you know, coach them, correct them, encourage them, give them, you know, high fives and attaboys, except for they're mostly girls here.
Attagirl. Yeah,
you go, attagirl. And those kind of thing. But overall, the care that can be provided, like Doc said, I'm busy evaluating an injury. Doc's busy Donald setting up the field. And then we got three guys that have, you know, ran into each other and cut each other up with their long nails. So somebody's got to clean that up. Well, that's where the student trainers come in. So overall, There's just a less of a line and better care for the athletes. And finally, one of our other important points, I know our HOSA department, our Health Science Technology, has a sports medicine program, or sports medicine division of the HOSA. So there's career opportunities there, but not everybody can get into HOSA and take those two classes, or the two block classes for that. And so it's another opportunity for people seeking a medical career, athletic training career, maybe even personal training, as we've had some of those, physical therapists, nurse. We have several students that are interested in nursing. There's quite a few career opportunities to lead from athletic training.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it just, even athletic training just gets more students involved in sports that actually aren't, you know, can't play or whatever.
But the kids that aren't, don't really want to play, but they love the sport.
Yeah, they may not be have the talent or the drive to play, but yet they still enjoy sports. It gives them an opportunity or just the opportunity to get in there and actually participate. But then they're providing care for the athletes. So, you know, what I got started in, it's how I got started.
Yeah, students staying involved, staying plugged in. You know, hopefully being a positive influence. And then obviously there's college scholarship opportunities. I was on a full scholarship to HBU as an athletic trainer, and
I was on a partial scholarship at Sam Houston.
And so that's something we
30 something years ago.
Yeah, it's something we work on, is getting our kids ready. We, you know, show them FastWeb and we show them the Texas Common application. We get them college prepared, because when I was growing up, my parents didn't go to college, so they didn't know how to prepare us because they hadn't been there, they hadn't experienced it. So I really want to be able to help these students prepare, because a lot of them have no parental college experience. So getting them ready for college and focusing them on a career is really one of the cool things that we get to do here too. And again, I think I kind of got off topic. We're talking about benefits of students, not how we benefit them, but all in all, you know, it helps us keep sharp and looking for opportunities. That also helps us network, because we talk to other athletic trainers at colleges and high schools and things like that, so that we can improve opportunities for our student.
Yeah, agree with that.
And then that will bring us to our special guests. We got the students in the studio this week. Our special guests are sports and medicine students Crystal, Celine, Nelly, Yadira, and Katya. With us, we have Crystal, the character Puentes, a sophomore, class of 2013. She's been an athletic trainer with us for 2 years. Been a great, fabulous 2 years so far. She's also involved in the PHS choir and works with the sound booth at her church, where she is highly involved.
Second, we have Celine, Robles. She's an 11th grader, class of 2012. She's been with us 3 years now. She's the third child of four in her family. Her best friend is also in training. You'll get to hear about her, because she's going to talk about her. And she is forgetful. Hint, her name,
Yeah, you're going to see later on. We'll ask a question and she'll say, "What are we talking about?" That's okay, though. We love Celine. She works hard. And finally, maybe we should save this one for last and put it in at the very end, because this is, you know, amazing Nelly Lopez, a senior, class of 2011, who's been with us for about 3 years. She is the oldest of three in her family and will be the first to attend college. And also, there's a record-breaking lightest student trainer in PHS history, I think coming in under 90 pounds.
Yeah, that is pretty light.
All right, so that'll get us to the first discussion topic. Are you ready? Starting on the left, Celine. When did you first become introduced to athletic training?
The beginning of my freshman year, by Cindy. She was the one that told me about it, and then we came.
All right. Nelly?
By my cousin, Carmen. She first told me about it my sophomore year, and she told me because she said that we'd be able to spend more time together, and which we did. So that's how I got introduced to training.
How about you, CP?
by Carmen Cavasso during the freshman, my freshman orientation. I see her and I told her hi, and she's like, "You want to become a trainer?" And so I came after school and I'm an athletic trainer now.
Awesome.
So we do have Carmen to thank for quite a few quality student trainers. Nellie has been wonderful. CP, wonderful. Celine and Cindy didn't come through Carmen, but they've also been wonderful. So, all right, so let's get to the first things you learned. You talked about, you know, a freshman or sophomore year coming in as a student trainer. CP?
The first thing I learned was just like the basic stuff. Taping, buddy taping, wrapping your wrists, making ice bags. So basically, just the simple stuff.
All right, going right down the line. Nelly?
I want to say it was ankles, but I'm not sure, because I think that was the time whenever the more experienced trainers were showing everybody like to tape wrists, buddy taping and all that stuff. Just taping, pretty much, was the first thing I learned.
All right, so taping in general?
Yeah.
And, huh?
The first thing I learned was how to make ice bags.
How to
and make then after ice that, bags. I just learned taping and first aid.
That'll work.
I was just curious, did any of them ever remember making tearing tape and making a tape ball and bringing the tape ball back?
Oh, me. Yeah.
I got a blister on my finger.
Oh, yeah.
You got a blister. All right.
I cut myself with the tape.
Okay, well, let's move on here. Do you plan on to be an athletic trainer in college or pursue a career in athletic training? Let's start with the senior first. Nelly.
I did think about it because I actually really do enjoy being a trainer, but that's not really what I want to do. I either want to become an architect or interior designer, and that's something I actually want to do for a living. Athletic training it's fun. I enjoy it, but I don't see myself working for that.
Ah, thank you, Nellie. How about you, Celine?
I want to be a nurse, not exactly athletic trainer. But if I do go to college, I would like to do it for fun.
So you plan on going to San Jack for their nursing, or?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. Okay. How about you, CP, since you're only in the 10th grade this year? You got a couple of years to think about it, but what do you think about right now?
Well, I want to go into the medical field, but not necessarily an athletic trainer. So I want to be something around that deals with sports medicine.
All right, so as of right now, no real potential prospects, but there's some that are possibly looking at college, maybe for a scholarship or for something to keep them involved. And that's what I tell students all the time, is it doesn't really matter if you want to continue with a career, you know, do it in high school, have fun, possibly try and earn a scholarship, and if you don't want to do it as a career, then, you know, use the money while it's there and work hard and gain the experience. So that's cool. We're building other characteristics besides, you know, future athletic trainers.
Yeah, so, as long as they get their foot into college anyway, that's all that matters.
Yep. So, I think we're getting to memory lane. So, we're going to...
Yeah, this should be interesting.
Yep, so memory lane here. So, let's talk about some memories y'all guys have about athletic training, student trainers, maybe stuff that happened at games, injuries.
It could be funny.
I know CP has a good monumental story we were talking about the other day.
Could be monumental. Something that could last forever in your memory.
Volunteers, who's got a story to
tell? The go-kart during practice.
All right, explain.
We all pretty much don't really know how to drive it and bump into things a lot, especially when we're first learning.
You're telling us that now.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We try.
Now we can drive it.
Well, that's a good memory. I'm not going to forget getting stuck, you know.
Well, at least
mud.
None of them I put it in the ditch or, you know, tumped it
it's
over.
Still, it survived. It's still working.
Or something like
I don't know if my trainers knew when I was in high school. I got it stuck in the mud one time, and I had to, get out and try and push it out while I was all muddy. you know, I was trying to do donuts and whatnot. So
it's okay. I've gotten it stuck in the mud too, but it's because it's raining really hard.
So all right, good. All right, while CP's answering, Celine, make sure you're thinking. You got one ready, CP.
Huh? Well, I would have to say, during one of the football games, Doc decided to do the spanky leg in front of everybody because we were paying attention to the game. And I started talking to him, and I started dancing, and so I told him to do stinky leg, and I showed him, and so he did it. And so I'll always remember that because it's weird seeing Doc do it.
All right, so real quick, in case you haven't seen the pictures, Doc is over 50 years old, and he is white. So is, Celine, did it look natural, Doc, doing the stinky leg?
It was funny.
It looked like he was a natural.
Video, so.
I will get it this year, though.
Yes, that's Celine, CP's goal for this year is to videotape or document Doc doing the stanky leg or the whatever new dance we got. And now time for Celine Roblet.
Freshman year. Cindy.
There you go.
My freshman year. I think it was one of the first games at Cindy. Me and Cindy were working, and she almost got tackled by this player. And, like, one of the players on our team grabbed her by the shirt and just pulled her back.
All right, so you're saved by a hero, almost getting tackled.
And just help our listeners to understand that Nelly may be the lightest student trainer, but Cindy is the shortest student trainer we have. So...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is she 5 foot? Does she make 5 foot?
She's 4'9".
4'9".
Yeah, so she's 4'9".
Yeah, 4'11".
So seeing over, you know, as a trainer, who's standing on the sidelines, so seeing over the crowd is...
No, I think she's really looking through their legs.
Yeah. Looking underneath their hands, so...
Yeah.
So seeing over the crowd is not doable, but she just barely got saved. And I understand the intensity of almost getting tackled. I think I had to save Carmen... our legend that's been mentioned a couple of times here last year, and then I had to jump over the player, so I didn't get... I might have even got knocked down. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
What's that one game where, like, we were at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, we were at Memorial Stadium.
I think I remember.
So, great times. So there's definitely a ton of memories that come along with being a student trainer. A lot of them are good, and some of them are difficult times, hard times. So what are some of the most difficult things or the hardest things that you guys think is with being a student trainer? CP?
The hardest thing is just keeping your grades up, because if you want to be an athletic trainer, you have to have good grades. And in order to... be the trainer for the sport that you have to be passing. So that's one of them, because my grades are always ups and downs.
So, yep, no pass, no play. Definitely got to keep the grades up. Nelly?
Your attitude. For us, training is we have a lot of girls, and we all know a lot of girls together don't really work well. So your attitude would be one of, well, at least for me, it was the hardest thing as a trainer to learn how to forget, you know, like personal stuff and just deal with the training and then just deal with that later. So I think that's what would be the hardest thing for me.
That's the wisdom of the years right there. Celine?
The hardest thing, well, for me, was probably having to deal with the bad mood of the players whenever they're losing and they're throwing water bottles on the floor and everything. Gets me mad.
Oh. Yep, moody. Yeah,
the drama. The drama with all the girls, put them together.
Yeah, a year or two ago, we had girls almost get into a fight at the game, just not getting along or whatever, but I think we've improved since then, improved our team building, and kind of been more willing to give somebody the boot if they're acting a fool. So,
You know, I wouldn't say the hardest thing is grades, because, you know, me, Jeremy, haven't been, you know, in school in a long time, so we really don't have to worry about grades, right?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about grades. I made the grades then, made them in college, and I'm done.
That's true.
So as a professional, what do you think, Doc, as a professional, hardest part?
Hardest part as a professional, I would say having to deal with the patients dealing with adolescents.
Good one, yes.
How about you?
I think the hardest part for me is not complaining. I mean, I love the job, I love what I'm doing, but I also love my family, and I find it hard to not complain about, like, wasted time at practice or just sitting around doing nothing when I could be at home hanging out with my family instead. But this is my job, this is what I do, and, you know, I knew what I signed up for, so I think that's the hardest part for me.
Yeah, that's what it was a long time ago, but most of my kids are grown up, so
yeah, kids
I
are
still
out
have times with family, yeah. That's a good one.
All right, so here's our sales pitch to anybody that is not currently a student trainer.
That's
maybe
right.
The junior high kids, maybe anybody else. Think about a sentence, one sentence, not like a run-on, not like a four-paragraph run-on sentence or a one-word sentence. But why would someone, in your opinion, want to be a student athletic trainer? How about we'll start off with the wisdom of the ages, Nelly?
I don't know. I guess I would say you actually do learn a lot from it, especially if you're in it for several years. You learn to work hard and to, just learn to work hard and deal with, you know, just focus on what you're doing at that moment and just everything else, other things that you deal with later and stuff like that. And it's pretty fun and very interesting. So, yeah.
All right, so if we're going to sum that up in a sentence, you learn to work hard, you learn to work with others.
Yeah.
Learn a lot.
Learn
and have a lot of
fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good sentence.
Yeah.
All right. The other two, who wants to go
about
first?
Celine.
All right, we'll go with Celine.
If you want to pursue a career, like in the medical field, it does help you a lot.
All right, so if you're wanting to pursue a medical career, then this would be beneficial for you. All right, thanks, Celine. And that'll leave us with?
CP.
If you want big muscles, come to training. Because let me tell you, I got big muscles because of training. Not big muscles, but I'm
But she's got some
strong.
Guns on her now.
She's got
yep,
some guns.
Yep, because I was wimpy. See these guns.
All right, so you want to have fun, work hard, learn lots, pursue a medical career, or get big guns, be a student athletic trainer.
And you could add that you get to meet people and have some good friendships built.
And you get your letterman after 2 years.
There you go. You get a chance to drive a golf cart or earn your letterman. So, okay.
Try to drive a golf cart.
If we keep going, there's going to be too many reasons, and, you know, then they're going to think we're making them up. Just amazing reasons to be a student trainer. Okay, any parting thoughts about athletic training, about your future as an athletic trainer, about things you've learned, you remember? Any parting thoughts from any of you that you'd like to
I just really enjoy being an athletic trainer because you meet a lot of new people, the athletes most of the time. So that's how I met a lot of my friends, was because of sports training.
Your best friend is a student trainer?
Yes, Marissa Rodriguez.
Hey, my best friend is a student trainer as well.
And Celine?
Oh, yeah, mine too.
So right now, see, there you go. Three out of three best friends are student trainers. Amazing. So, anybody else? Anything? All right, so we're going to think. Our students for coming in, they prepared, they've been working hard. We had to run a couple practice sessions so that we get the giggles out. But I think overall, an excellent job, and we're
excellent.
Proud to have you guys, and yeah. We will certainly miss having Nelly next year.
Yes, we will. I'll be crying.
A good thing this isn't video because Nelly is now tearing up. So. So, ladies, thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
And until our next class, we'll stop it there.
Our next guest is Katia OJ Orange Tree Naraho. She is 11th grader, class of 2012. This is her third year in athletic training with us. And she will be the first girl on her mom's side to graduate from high school. That's wonderful. She's a member of the National Hispanic Honor Society and Mujeres Latinas.
All right. And we have Yadira Yadi Aguilar, an 11th grader, class of 2012 also. She's been in athletic training for about a year and a half. She is editor of the PHS newspaper, The Beacon. She's a member of Mujeres Latinas, class secretary in 9th and 10th grade, and currently employed at GameStop. Ladies, we want to thank you for joining us today on the Sports and Medicine broadcast. And that'll bring us to our first discussion point. When did you first become introduced to athletic training, Orange Tree?
It was my second semester in freshman year, and it was by Cindy.
Cindy
Gonzalez.
That would be our shortest athletic trainer.
Yep.
We discovered that earlier. She is a record holder.
Hey, Yadi, how about you?
I was first introduced to it, I think, my freshman year. I think it was the ending of my freshman year, by Sarah Neesmith. She's not a trainer anymore. But I would be in and out of it every year because of some difficulties.
Yes, and we are glad you're still hanging around with us. Okay, what are some of the first things you learned as a student athletic trainer, Orange Tree?
To tape up the wrist, the fingers, the thumb, to not be afraid to go out and give the coaches water, mainly. I remember that, because we were starting spring training.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, not to be afraid of the coaches.
Not to be afraid of giving them water.
Yadi, how about you?
I remember it was right after school, and I remember a kid came in, because he something with his leg, I think. And Jackson taught me how to make an ice bag. That was the first thing I learned how to do.
All right. Ice bags are pretty typical. Basic thumb taping or basic taping.
You gotta always have it.
Injury prevention through hydration, also known as giving water. That's a key point of what we do, but it gets hot down here. It's like 91 out there today, and without water, those kids ain't gonna make it very long. So glad you learned that early. What about, how long did it take you to tear tape? Remember anything?
To tear the tape?
Did you have to, you remember anything about tearing tape?
Yeah, the hard tape, I struggled on that one for like a million years. And then I got the ball, and then I started ripping, and then I got the hang of it. And I finally got it.
Took a while. I had a habit of doing it with my teeth. And you told me to stop.
And the scissors.
That's pretty disgusting. You're sticking your teeth down by somebody's nasty old foot.
Of course, that tape's not very sanitary.
Yeah. We don't know where. What kind of animals have been crawling over that tape? Ooh, you're dirty.
So. You get a hair. Ew, it's nasty.
All right, well, I'm glad we have developed the ability to tear tape.
That's something we learned.
Yeah, there you go. That's something you learned. All right, so both of you are juniors heading into your senior year. I know you're doing things, looking forward to college, planning ahead for college. Are either of you planning at all to go to college to be an athletic trainer or to do athletic training in college or as a profession?
I don't really know. I want to be a doctor, but then I want to be a lawyer. So I really don't know if I'm like going into medical or I'm going into law, but I'm indecisive about what I'm going to do.
So at this point, athletic training is not something you're really interested in pursuing as a career?
Not really.
That's fine. No worries. Yadi?
Actually, I am. I want to do something in that field or something related to athletic training. I want to take what I learned in school out into the real world.
I think you can definitely do athletic training. I know that some of your scheduling difficulties haven't allowed you to fully participate, but you've been very beneficial in class, and I've enjoyed having you, and that's why I've asked you to come back next year, even if it is on a limited basis. So we'll definitely help you with whatever we can do to get you a little further on in that path.
Yep. Okay, what is your most memorable moment as a student athletic trainer, whether it's funny, whether it's really outrageous, something you learned
CP
something.
CP talked about Doc doing the stanky leg.
Yeah, and we heard about that one earlier.
Celine talked about Cindy getting knocked over by on the sideline.
On the sideline. So, how about any of you? Anyone who wants to start it off?
I remember it was me and Marissa, and we were going out to the field, and we were going to get water, and then, like, D'Lo was talking to her, and then out of nowhere, you see the football players, like, just run around her, and she's, like, frozen, and, like, just there, and then D'Lo's like, move out of the way, and, like, I just remember her almost being knocked out, but the guy, like, turned quick, and she was, like, terrified for the rest of her life.
So she was, like, in the middle of a play, basically, at practice?
Yeah, at practice.
Yeah, so you do need to have a certain fear of giving water to coaches because you need to fear the...
You have to have field etiquette, knowing where to walk on the field.
All right. That's pretty good. Yadi, you got anything to remember?
The summers, those were pretty fun, spending it with the girls. I mean, we had to give up our summer vacation for spring training, but it was still fun.
You come in like what, the beginning of August?
Yeah.
And the rest of the people don't come in until like the 20th or something. Yeah. It's hot, a lot of long, hot hours, sweaty, sometimes boring, but. Or you can have a whole lot of fun like you did hanging out with the other student trainers. So, very cool. All good things. All right, so we talked about some of the good things, some of the memorable moments. What are some of the difficult times you've had as a student athletic trainer? Maybe it was dealing with coaches. Maybe it was keeping your grades up, dealing with the heat or the schedule.
What are the drama?
What's the hardest part for you as a student athletic trainer?
It was the schedule, because I really couldn't. Like, during the beginning of summer, it would be, like, the last few weeks, and they would always ask me, oh, let's go swimming or something. And I'd be like, no, I have to go to training. Or just my mom wants to take me shopping. I'm like, no, I have that, so we're going to have to go then. And she'll be like, well, I can't go that day. So I would have to say the scheduling a bit.
Yadira?
I think the hardest part was the beginning. It was hard to get along with all the girls because I didn't know many of them. And I guess it's just breaking that wall and getting to know everyone and talking to them. But I think that had to be the hardest part, not talking to everyone.
I would say I've learned some things since your first year about how to, you know, do team building and, you know, get people to get to know each other and work together. So hopefully that's not such an issue with any of our incoming classes and new student trainers. But, you know, I'm sure it's always partially an issue is getting to know people in your group.
Yeah, that is one of the hardest things. Okay, if you had just one sentence to tell a new student that wanted to be an athletic trainer or student athletic trainer, what one sentence would you tell them why they would want to do it?
It takes up a lot of your time, but in the end it's worth it because you do learn a lot of things and you just get to interact with people you never would meet without athletic training. And then, like, just the whole experience is really fun. It's entertaining. Keeps you busy and learning. I like that.
All right, that was a super run-on. So if we can sum that up, what would you say? One sentence. One grammatically correct, make your English teacher proud sentence.
Athletic training helps you in life.
That's a good one right there.
That'll work.
How about you, Yadi?
I would say it's once-in-a-lifetime experience, basically.
Once-in-a-lifetime experience. All right, I'll take that, too.
I will, too. That's a good one.
All right, and bringing us towards the end, is there anything else you'd like to share? Maybe about your experience, any other funny stories, Any other horror stories? Cool things about me or Doc, or anything else you'd like to, you know, talk about before we kind of wrap it up?
Doc and Jackson's Spanish is very funny.
Yeah.
And Doc's dancing.
Stanky leg. You'll have fun with. You'll have fun and get to meet new people and see some pretty funny things happen. Doc's over there shaking his head.
Okay. Well,
that wraps it up, I guess. With this group.
Yep, and that will close it out for all of our sports medicine students for now. So that'll bring us to our sponsors. Of course, we got to mention those people that help support us. The Pasadena ISD Education Foundation is now our biggest supporters. They just gave us a grant check, one of those big ones that you see like on Publishers Clearinghouse or whatever. You know, they come with all these noisemakers, and we got some pictures. And I think the check was close to $3,000, which will allow us to buy a new computer, some other podcasting equipment, new camera, video camera, and other things like that, so that we can really expand what we're currently doing right now. And so they are definitely our biggest supporters, and we are pleased to give them a shout-out and just encourage people to check out the Pasadena ISD Education Foundation. And I'll have that link there on the website also.
And we can't forget the others that helped us get it through this. That would be donorschoose.org. They helped us start off getting some of this podcasting stuff. And recording artist J.J. Wortham, that is one of Jeremy's good friends, and he helped us, or helped Jeremy on the broadcasting part.
And the Tightwad Tech has given me a whole bunch of tips, helps, and then when I watched them do the podcast live, it really opened my eyes to what we were doing. So we want to continue to thank those people that help support us and get us where we are.
And our tips for the week would be, the trainer tip is to view the useful links on our website to find more information about athletic training as a profession. And the links of these sites are nata.org, SWATA, SWATA.org, GHATS, and TSATA.com.
I forgot to put it in. It's GHATS.com, right?
GHATS.com.
But those are on the useful links section, so yeah. It'll all be there. Click on useful links on the left-hand side, and you're on our website. It'll be there. If you want to contact us, you can check out our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. You can send us an email from there or make a direct call using the Google Voice. Just follow those instructions, and that'll actually call my cell phone.
You can also follow us on Twitter at @phstrainers. You can also subscribe on iTunes to Sports Medicine Broadcast.
And if you can't find that or remember that, you can type in my name, Jeremy Jackson, and make sure you click on the one that says Sports Medicine Broadcast. I don't have the artwork on there currently. I'm working on that. But there's a couple other Jeremys or Jeremy Jackson, so click on podcast and then find that one. And then our office phone, 713-740-0310, extension 01312.
And again, I want to thank all our students that helped us in this broadcast today. And it's been a pleasure, Jeremy.
Yep, these are not our only students. These are just the ones that are in our sports medicine class. So I want to thank all of them, but especially those that gave up their time and their fear of speaking on the mic. So, Orange Tree, Yadi, thank you very much. That's the end of the show.